Hello everyone, I'm Christopher with A Plus English, and here's my co-host, Buffy!
Hello, 大家好,我是 Buffy, 很开心又可以跟大家一起学习英文。
Alright, I am excited to discuss today's article.
Well, why is that?
I'm a big, big fan of the Peanuts comic strip, and that is what today's article is about.
Ah, good for you!今天啊，这个单元相信大家都会很喜欢哦。现在就赶快来看看今天的文章吧。
The Peanuts Gang.
Everyone loves Charlie Brown and his pet dog Snoopy. They are the main characters of the popular Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz.The comic ran in newspapers daily until Schulz's death in 2000. For over 60 years, Peanuts brought joy, laughter, and great memories. The Peanuts comic strip first appeared in newspapers on October 2, 1950.The comics were mostly about society and news. For readers, it was funny to see the young children also face adult-like problems. Even until now, it's difficult to forget about these classic characters.
Word power!
Pet, pet. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet. Run, 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 ran, run. My favorite comic, Garfield and Friends, still runs in newspapers. My favorite comic,Garfield and Friends still runs in newspapers. Society, society. Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries. Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries. Face, face.Face, faced, faced. Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem. Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem.
All right, our article begins. Everybody loves Charlie Brown and his pet dog, Snoopy.
Wow, 文章一开始说到呢 ,Everybody loves Charlie Brown and his pet dog, Snoopy. 大家都爱查理布朗和他的 pet dog. 那大家应该都知道 Snoopy 是谁了吧?我就不多说咯。赶快来看看今天的第一个单字 ,pet. What does pet mean, Chris?
Well, pet is a noun,and it means an animal, like a bird or a cat or a dog, that you have at home for pleasure.
是的 ,pet 就是宠物的意思,也就是饲养在家里的动物啊。不知道大家有没有养宠物的经验呢?我自己觉得养宠物很疗愈啦,可是责任也很重大,所以想要养宠物前一定要考虑清楚哦。Okay, Chris, it's your turn to give our students example sentence.
All right. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet.
Kristen 想要养一只兔子当宠物。
Buffy, do you have any pets at home?
Nope. Do you?
Yes, I do.I have one kitten. She's like this big.
Chris 老师有一只小猫哦。Okay, let's continue. What does the article say next?
They are the main characters of the popular Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz.
好,文章接着说啦。查理布朗和史努比呢是由 Charles M. Schulz 所画的连环漫画《花生家族》的主要角色。Hey Chris, what is a comic strip? Comic strip 是什么？
Okay, a comic strip、mm-hmm. is、little drawings, cartoons.
On, 有画画的。
Right, yeah,、uh-huh. and there's usually 3, 4, or 5 images.
哦，就有点像三格或者是四格的连环漫画啦。
And of course, they tell、mm. a story.
That's right. Okay, let's get back to the article.
The comic ran in newspapers daily until Schultz's death in 2000.
哇，这个连环漫画每天都 ran in newspapers， 直到作者在西元2000年逝世为止。这边我们看到 ran， 也就是 run 的过去式，它不是跑步的跑哦，也不是绕跑的跑。那到底是什么意思呢？赶快请 Chris 来解释一下 ，Please Chris。
Okay, run, it's a verb, and it means to print something、mm. in a newspaper or magazine.
That's right.
Or...broadcast something on television.
Thank you, Chris. 是的 ,run 在这里呢就是在报章杂志上连载啊或者是在电视上报道的意思。是不是很有趣呢赶快请 Chris 帮我们造句吧。It's sentence time, Chris.
Oh, I'm excited. My favorite comic, Garfield and Friends, still runs in newspapers. My favorite comic, Garfield and Friends,Still runs in newspapers.
我最喜欢的漫画《加菲猫》还在报纸上连载着。Do you like Garfield, Chris?
Yes, I do. I especially liked Garfield when I was a little kid.
Really?、Mm. Good to know. Okay, let's get back to the article.
All right. For over 60 years, Peanuts brought joy, laughter, and great memories.
什么？原来史努比已经是爷爷级的啦。超过60年来呢，花生家族带给大家喜悦 ,laughter, 欢笑和美好的 memories, 回忆。这边补充一下 ,laughter 是 laugh, L-A-U-G-H 的名词，表示笑声的意思。
Okay, the Peanuts comic strip first appeared in newspapers on October 2nd, 1950.、Mm-hmm. The comics were mostly about society and news.
文章继续说咯，这篇连环漫画呢，最早是在西元1950年10月2号的时候出现在报纸上的。1950年哦，真的好久了。那这个漫画主要 mostly 是关于 society and news。好的，今天的第三个单字出现了 society。Chris, please tell us more about this word.
Sure. Society is a noun. It means the people in general, living together in communities. So all of the people in Taiwan would be considered a society.
That's right. Society 就是社会。那什么是社会呢？就是由人类所形成的集合体。你身处的环境就是社会咯。
All right. Here's an example sentence.
Sure.
Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries. Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries.
卡内基以建造许多公共图书馆来回馈社会。Wow, that's very kind of him.
Okay, so should we get back to the article?
Sure.
Okay.For readers, it was funny to see the young children also face adult-like problems.
对读者而言啊，看见小朋友 face adult-like problems 挺有趣的。这边看到今天最后一个单字 face. Chris, would you mind telling our students the meaning of the word?
Sure. Face isn't this, right? But this face is a verb. It means if you face a particular situation, or it faces you, you must deal with it.
That's right. Face 在这里是动词，表示面对。就是当你面对一件事或状况的时候，你就是要 deal with it, 处理它咯。
Okay, and a good way to remember this is you know the noun face. So the verb for face is to look at your problem,
to
deal
with it. That's
right. Here's an example.Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem. Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem.
Jerry 很害怕，但是呢，他一定要勇敢面对问题。 OK, 在回到文章之前，还这句呢还有一个课外的单字叫 adult-like， 它是形容词，表示类成人的或者是像成人的意思。Chris, can you tell us more about this word adult-like?
Sure, adult-like means similar to an adult. We can also say child-like to mean similar like a child. So for example, if you know an adult who has a child-like imagination, it means that they think like a child does.
Thank you. Now let's continue our lesson.
Okay. Even until now, it's difficult to forget about these classic characters.
即使到现在，要遗忘这些 classic characters, 经典的卡通角色，也真的是很困难诶。为什么呢？因为史努比就出现在我们的生活周遭啊，书包上、铅笔盒上、笔记本，点点点，真是多到数不清了。每天都看到，想忘也忘不了了吧。
Okay, I'll explain classic.
Sure.
It's an adjective, and we spell it C-L-A-S-S-I-C, classic. If something is classic, then many people admire or like it. And it has a value that has continued for a long time. Think of something like Coca-Cola. This is a classic drink.
That's a very good example. Thank you, Chris. Chris, would you please make an example for us using classic?
Sure thing, Buffy. I like to watch classic Disney cartoons like Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. I like to watch classic Disney cartoons like Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, would you sing the song for us?
Oh yeah, sure. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, okay. That's the end of today's lesson. 赶快进入今天的结尾吧。
Well, this has been a fun article,
yeah.
Because, like I said, I am a fan of the Peanuts comic strip.
That's right, Chris 老师非常喜欢花生家族漫画哦。
Right, I like all the characters in this classic cartoon. And I want to learn more.
But I don't want to.
I want to learn more about...
I don't want to.
But I want to.
I don't want to.
Okay, you don't want to.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to interrupt me. And I want to learn more about Schultz.
I don't want to.
And, well, how about you?
Well, of course, we still have another day. 我们还有另外一天的课程可以学花生家族，可以学到更多哦。
Do you mind if I go
yes,
to
I
the...
Yes, I do.
But I need your permission. Can I go to the library to read some Peanuts comic strips before the next day?
Sure thing. So, can I go with you?
Well, but you don't want to read Peanuts.
No, I don't want to. But I just want to go with you.
Why?
Because we are friends.
Ah, are we friends like Charlie Brown and Snoopy?
Snoopy, yes, we are. Ooh. I'm Charlie Brown and you're Snoopy.
Oh, that's fine. I also have another good friend then, if I am Snoopy, which is the little yellow bird named Woodstock.
对，史努比还有一个好朋友，就是那只黄色的小鸟叫 Woodstock, right?
Yes, Woodstock, yeah. He is named after the big concert in the 1960s, I believe it was
really?
The 60s, Woodstock, yeah.
Oh, 原来他的名字是从一场演唱会来的，是很有名的演唱会吧，我猜。
Do you know any other Snoopy facts?
No, but I know one of his the characters is Lucy, right?
Yes.
好，他的里面有个角色叫做 Lucy, 是一个很可爱的小女生。That's right. So I think enough with today's lesson, right?
Right, yes. And we can see you all tomorrow with
That's
our
right.
second day of the Schultz article.
Tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hello, is this 2391-6778?
Hello, is this 2391-6778?
Hello, everyone, I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。同学们，你们常打电话和朋友聊天吗？和别人讲电话时，我们要注意哪些电话礼仪呢？本月的小聚会要告诉各位同学一些实用的英语电话用语哦。首先，打电话的第一个步骤就是拨电话给对方。 电话接通的时候，你可以先确认自己有没有拨错电话。这时候你可以说 Hello, is this? 后面就加上你刚刚拨的电话号码。那么我们要如何用英文念出电话号码呢？如果电话号码是八码，我们就可以拆成前四码以及后四码。举例来说，电话号码23916778，我们就可以念成 23916778 23916778。所以整句话就是 Hello, is this 23916778？ 意思就是说，你好，请问这里是23916778吗？但是如果你拨出的电话号码是七码，例如642-3087，那么你就可以把号码拆成前三后四，句子就变成 Hello, is this 642-3087？最后提醒各位同学，数字零我们可以念成 O 或是 Zero， 所以刚才的电话号码也可以念成 642-3087。最后让我们再复习一下今天的句子。 A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见咯。 Bye。
Hello, is this 23916778?
Hello, is this 23916778?
Chit Chat.
Little 和 small 都是小的意思。
对啊，那差别到底在哪里呢？
大哥，你看到是什么？
喂，
好可爱！
你怎么那么小啊？
但是他还是很可爱啊。He's Elsa So。
是什么？
还是 Little？ 啊，不管了，我要去找签名了。
快去，快去！
Small or little， 其实一般来说呢 ，small 都是用来表示像是尺寸的小号，所以我们如果在 T-shirt 上面看到小号，就是用 small 来表示哦。For example， this T-shirt is too small for me， 这件 T 恤对我来讲太小了。另外呢 ，small 也可以用来表示像是食物或是饮料的小份哦，所以这个小可乐啦、小薯条啦，都是要用 small。For example, I'd like a small fries， 就是说我想要一份小薯。而虽然有时候 little 和 small 也可以互换着用，但是呢 little 比较带着这个感情色彩哦，可能是因为喜欢啦，或是讨厌，还有这个可怜的语气哦。因此呢，如果你只是想要形容身材比较矮小的女生，你用 a small girl 就可以了。可是呢，如果你要表示这个有点可爱或是喜爱的语气，指哇那个很小又可爱的女生，你就要用 little， 所以你可以用 the cute little girl。另外像是 Oh, look at that poor little dog, he looks really hungry， 这也是有带着感情的色彩，所以要用 little。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
虽然眼睛可以用 small eyes， 可是表姐是想说 Rain 的眼睛很小又可爱，就可以说 I love his cute little eyes。
The Peanuts Gang。
Everyone loves Charlie Brown and his pet dog Snoopy. They are the main characters of the popular Peanuts comic stripby Charles M. Schulz. The comic ran in newspapers daily until Schulz's death in 2000. For over 60 years, Peanuts brought joy, laughter, and great memories. The Peanuts comic strip first appeared in newspapers on October 2nd, 1950. The comics were mostly about society and news. For readers, it was funny to see the young children also face adult-like problems. Even until now, it's difficult to forget about these classic characters.
Pet, pet. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet. Kristen wants to have a rabbit as a pet. Run. Run. Run, ran, run. My favorite comic, Garfield and Friends, still runs in newspapers. My favorite comic, Garfield and Friends, still runs in newspapers. Society. Society. Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries. Andrew Carnegie gave back to society by building many public libraries. Face. Face. Face, faced, faced. Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem. Jerry is scared, but he must be brave and face the problem.